Boom, 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 boom. Boom, 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 boom. Today or tonight on any time of day. You got a fun show ahead of you. We're going to have a special guest all the way from Russia. You heard me right, Russia. Ivan Poopin is going to be on the show today. It's going to be fun. Going to have some laughs with him, I'm sure. Also going to be talking about the Olympics in Sochi. Give our thoughts, our 2 cents. We're also going to be talking about The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon, which just concluded its first week. Also, give you maybe 4 cents on that one. That's all coming up on any time of day. All right, this is our maiden voyage of any time of day. I'm Ben.
Set sail, Captain!
I'm Ben.
I'm Brian.
I am Bryce.
There will be no sailing today, although it is our maiden voyage.
There will also be no maidens. Fact.
There is a lot of dudes in here. 3 to be exact.
Yeah, just 3. Not a lot.
Like, huge number there.
There's not like extra dudes in the corner.
Our numbers are competing with the Sochi Olympics right now.
What? Not really. All right, so they almost. All right, but that's a great segue, Bryce. Thank you. Let's talk about the Sochi or Sochi. How do you guys say it?
Sochi.
I say Sochi.
Well, then let's go.
I'm from America, so.
Well, then for diversity, I'll say Sochi, and you guys
weird.
Say Sochi.
Why don't we wait and ask?
And that's weird.
And ask Ivan.
That's a good idea. Ivan Poopin's gonna be on the show, from Russia. We can get his. Opinion, get our facts straight on the whole Sochi debacle going on here. But so the Olympics just concluded. What are your guys' thoughts? Sochi. I missed almost all of them.
Sochi. Yeah.
But
I said it right.
One more time.
I just closed it.
Okay, we'll keep going with Sochi.
Sochi. That's what the computer sounded like.
Okay, so if you're American or computer, you say Sochi. And if you're sophisticated
Ben.
European like myself, you say Sochi.
Since one of you lived in Europe ever? Or had anything to do with that country?
Okay, so your guys' opinions on, on the Olympics. Did you guys see them?
I as well missed a lot of them. However, I did find out that the Summer Olympics in 2018 will be hosted in Rio. And
yes.
I'm really, really excited about that. I'm really hoping that this opening ceremony for them will... I'm expecting it to compete quite a bit with the Beijing Olympic.
Beijing
opening.
Was pretty awesome.
That
really?
Was sweet.
Let's play a little game real quick, an improv game called How Much Does Bryce Know? What's Rio abbreviated? I mean, like, what is the full...
Rio de Janeiro.
Well, there I go. Don't I look like...
You were not expecting that, were you?
I did not know. That's less fun.
well,
okay.
How do you spell it?
R-I-O.
That was
something,
more
something.
Of a rhetorical thing to get a laugh, but...
Nice.
You know.
Well, silence.
mainly because we don't have an audience. But,
maybe that should be our theme song, is The Sound of Silence. By the way, our theme song was... done by none other than Brian and Bryce right here in studio.
Also known as Dougson, if you care to look that up.
Yeah, all right.
You can plug the band.
Yeah, plug
it's
it.
Not a...
The lady I went to a movie with tonight said she had a good time. Thank you. Good night, smiley face.
All right, well, there was random updates from Bryce.
Random facts of things.
Just a heads up. People like me.
So, okay, back to Sochi. Let's get back on topic here. I really... I don't know. It was the same sports, basically, that there always are. So that was...
Correct.
That's kind of how the Olympics were.
So it was kind of the same as all the other Olympics, except a lot of things, I think, that we were expected to do well in, we did not do particularly well in. Specifically... forgot his name. Flying Tomato.
Sean White.
Sean White.
Yes.
That, I watched that, and that was quite disappointing.
That's what I heard. I missed it.
But Also, the weather played a big factor, I think, in a lot of the sports because it was so much warmer than they're used to for, you know, Winter Olympics. A lot of people said it felt like spring, and I noticed that that affected the half pipers.
Yes, the half pipery was definitely affected, so I hear. I believe they're having like 60 degree weather. Is that correct?
I think so.
And I could be mistaken, but if I am correct, and I think I am, snow and ice doesn't do well in 60 degrees.
Not so much.
It's a rumor I heard. Maybe we'll ask Ivan about that.
There was a picture they were showing of the side-by-side snowboard slalom.
Mm-hmm.
And it panned out from this little town down in the valley up to where they were holding that. And it looked like just like summer, springtime, great time down in the valley, but up on the hill
aren't they on the coast? There's not any sort of valley.
There's mountains.
There are mountains. Which,
and where there's mountains,
there is rocks. Valleys. Oh, valleys too. So
I was gonna guess snow.
Oh. Perfect segue into our first guest of the day. Or night. And
Or afternoon.
And this is going to be our only guest of the day or night or afternoon. So hopefully you enjoy him. He's all the way from Russia. Ivan Pupin, everybody. Oh, hold your applause. Hi, Ivan.
Hello, hello. How are we doing today?
We're doing great, Ivan. So
yes, Ben.
Yeah, thank you, Ivan. So Sochi or Sochi, what is it?
It is Sochi.
So where are you from exactly in Russia?
I'm from Russia.
Yeah, but
like specifically, yeah, where are you from?
Yeah.
I am from a little bit everywhere. I ride a lot of trains.
So you're a hobo.
In Russia, this is a true fact. They have a big, long train that a lot of people ride.
I think it's a true fact for just about any place.
Oh, is it? Have you ever ridden a train, Ben?
Yeah, I have, actually.
I did not think so.
All right, so here's the thing. Watching the closing ceremonies, the Russian national anthem, which I think is like probably one of the best out there in the world, so congrats on that, Ivan. But one thing I did notice is that it is painfully long.
What are you pained by it?
Well, I mean, at first I was like, yes, Rocky IV, really getting into it. But then by hour four of the song, I was like, this needs to stop. I mean, what are your thoughts on how long your national anthem is?
That is the only time patriotism is shown in Russia, is the 4 minutes of the song.
It was longer than 4 minutes.
Well, for however long it is, that is how long the patriotism goes in Russia. Well,
it sounds like you know quite a bit about your country.
I know everything.
Could you sing us some of your national anthem, please?
I'm going to do it undo as to not create a language barrier for our listeners.
Thank you.
Do, 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 do. Oh, that is all I have the breath for. Oh.
Wait.
I'm a not trained singer.
You could have fooled us.
That was beautiful, I thought.
I'm almost weeping right now. So
you're a pretty weepy guy.
So, Ivan, can you just speak some Russian? I mean, I think that's a fascinating language. Can you just give us, like, a few sentences in Russian?
I would love to do that. Sochi.
That was beautiful.
Wait, so, okay. So you just mumbled a couple, and then you said Sochi.
I had a bit of a burp. I'm a gassy after all of that singing.
So, but you can't just say Sochi then, and then that's not the whole sentence. So give us just give us a flavor of the language. Go.
In Russia, this is a true fact. Each sentence is only compiled of one word because the people don't like it to talk to each other. No fun for anybody.
Why is
there's
that?
A lot of mumbling going on in Russia.
Everybody burps. Everybody sings undo.
Because there's a lot of drinking in Russia, Ben.
And they say one word and then they part ways, never to be seen again.
So, wait, okay, so...
How do you say love? Sochi. That is love in my country.
That's great to know. So, I guess...
Also, bathroom is Sochi, too. So, if you are looking for a bathroom, when you go to Russia...
Yeah.
You could get on the train. You could get on the Sochi. Now you are talking like a real Russian. And you could ask, a Sochi... And they point you in the right direction and never talk to you again.
So they don't know if you said, I love you, or you had to go to the bathroom?
It's a lot of interpretation.
It's a lot of inflection.
So could you use...
We had everything figured out when we were in the communism, but now we got to figure everything out again, and we saved language till the last...
So I got a quick question. All right, so you guys have moved out. You're not the Soviet Union anymore.
Now, that is the words that were hiding in my tongue.
Thank you. So you're in communism, the word you used, Ivan.
You really put a lot of emphasis on the communism. It's a light fleeting word now. We don't like to say the communism like that. It's the communism.
Your accent is... It's hard to pin down your accent, but... Okay.
Like I said, I do a lot of traveling on the Sochi train.
The love train?
Or the bathroom train. Yeah.
Oh, the train. And now you're talking like a real Russian.
Okay, time out real quick. Okay. I've got a question.
Yes.
Ivan... Is it... What is...
Ivan the Poopin.
Right. Could you use Sochi in a sentence for me?
It's Sochi! We say one word and that is the it!
Yeah, he's already going
to this. Now I don't talk to you anymore!
Okay, pause again. Time out. Let's,
Are you talking to me? Because I'm not listening anymore. Okay. I said my one word to you and bye-bye now.
Right, you're kind of like Italian.
Get on the midnight train to
Sochi?
Russia.
To Sochi.
To Siberia is where the people go on the train. Never to be seen again.
Is this a true thing?
This is true fact. Oh, you both took a pause at the same time.
So, okay, so the whole communist thing, blah, 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 blah. Now your new leader, yes, is he...
Very blah, blah.
Is he your president... Your chancellor, Vladimir Putin.
That is correct.
You are
very keen.
What is he? Is he technically your president, or is he technically
chancellor? He's the guy. He is the guy in charge.
And so I've noticed that his name is Putin. So is your name Pupin, or is it...
No, that the sound is stupid. What are you doing? It is a Pupin.
Right, I'm sorry, I'm ridiculous.
Accent the O's like you did the communism. It's Pupin. That is perfect.
Bryce, do you have any more questions for our lovely guest? Ivan Pupin with us, everybody.
I'm
from Russia.
I'm wondering where Brian went. Does Brian have any questions for Ivan?
That's a great question.
Brian, what do you got?
Brian said, Sochi to me. And I killed him.
Okay, so, well, we kind of needed him.
Yeah, so...
I tell a joke! I cannot do this in Russia. In Russia, this is true fact.
Yeah.
You tell a joke, you die in Russia if you tell a joke.
We would not do well in Russia.
There is no laughing in Russia. There's only tears and pain.
And vodka.
And trains.
Love and bathrooms. So, my last question for you, because I see that, you know, our show is only so long. You are a fascinating guest, Ivan.
Indeed, thank you much.
Okay, thank you. Yes, thank you.
It feels so good to laugh. It's so freeing.
So, You seem like an eligible bachelor. You don't seem like you're dating anybody, but is there a special somebody? Am I wrong? Is there a Mrs. Poopin out there?
And there is a lot of people pooping out there at this exact moment, probably. But as for the Poopins like me, There is no other pupins. They all did. So, they all did.
So what you're saying is you have not yet found Sochi?
True Sochi.
That the Joker bomb.
I liked it.
But I am a very eligible bachelor.
I got a little French there at the end, didn't it?
I'm very cultured. I do a lot of traveling on the train and meet a lot of people.
On the Sochi. All right, so, well, thank you for coming on, Ivan. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having me. It is... It gets really lonely in prison every day.
Why are you in prison, Ivan?
There's prison on the train. Every day it's a prison on the train.
Okay. Well, that's Ivan, everybody. There he goes. Thanks for...
Thank you.
Thanks for coming on the show. Brian, you just missed it. Ivan Poopin was in.
Ivan Poopin, I missed him.
Yeah. It was crazy. It was probably one of the most ridiculous things I've ever heard. But he is... Hopefully going to be a common guest. He so doesn't seem like he's got a lot of things.
I don't think he's got a real busy schedule.
No, I think he's pretty open. So that was pretty fun.
Russia's... I'm not as open as you think I am. Get back to Sochi. You weirdo.
That guy. Well, so... Ivan Poopin. That was fun. So now, I don't know, there's not an easy segue into the Tonight Show.
Let's finish up with a medal count. How about that?
Okay, Sochi Olympics.
Russia.
Yes.
First place.
Mm-hmm.
Gets the...
I'm done. I don't want to hear the rest.
Okay.
That's a bummer.
Well, they got 33 medals, and what? United... Here, you want a full breakdown?
Not really, just what place did we come in?
We came in second with 28.
Ugh.
And then Norway came in third with 26. And we have the least amount of golds up to fifth place. We would be above the Netherlands for gold.
There it is. Mm-hmm. Did we beat Canada?
Yeah, they got fourth.
In the overall?
Overall.
Yep. How about for golds?
They got one more than us.
Well, I mean, what's the point anymore? Why even have the Winter Olympics? It's my question.
We beat Kazakhstan. They got one bronze.
Isn't that where Borat is from?
I don't know who that is.
Maybe Ivan Poopin knows who Borat is.
I feel like the last three places here, what is that, Slovakia, SVK, I don't know, Croatia, and Kazakhstan. Yeah, one gold, Slovakia, one silver, Croatia, and one bronze, Kazakhstan. Just looks like
that is amusing.
Whatever.
All right. Well, speaking of a golden time, you see what I did there?
That was
the Tonight Show.
Nice.
The Tonight Show. Jimmy Fallon taking it over from Jay Leno. Who took it over from Johnny Carson? Who took it over from, you guys know?
Someone who's dead now.
That is correct. Oh, Johnny Carson's dead now.
Yes. I feel like I know I've at least heard it before. So that's a plus.
There you go.
Was it Caesar? Should...
Yes, yes. The Tonight Show started in Rome under Caesar. that is not a true fact. I don't remember who it was. I think it starts with an A, though, before Johnny Carson. Not even relevant, really, to what we're going to be talking about. But anyway, Jimmy Fallon took it over previously on Late Night, which is now being taken over by Seth Meyers, who...
You want a little wiki right now?
Yeah. You want to turn towards the mic so people can hear you a little better?
You want a little wiki right now?
Oh, there it is.
Steve Allen and Jack Parr.
Jack
had
Parr,
it
yes.
Before Jimmy Carson.
Yes, Jack Parr. That's the one. J and an A, they rhyme. That's why I was mixed up. All right, so.
Interesting.
That was weird.
God, you're so good with language.
Thank you. I am a bit of a wordsmith. Anywho. So, Seth Meyers has taken over Late Night for Jimmy Fallon. And Jimmy Fallon took over Late Night for Conan O'Brien. And Conan O'Brien took it over for David Letterman, who started it. Now, there's your full history of Late Night television on NBC. You're welcome. I'm sure you really wanted to know of it.
That was a bummer.
Yeah, well.
I enjoyed it.
Thank you.
I did it.
Knowledge. Knowledge bomb.
Knowledge is power.
On you. Yes. It is power. Don't I seem powerful with all my knowledge of late night? So here we go.
You are the only one with headphones.
So yes, Jimmy Fallon, back on pace here. He just completed his first week. Seth Meyers starts late night this week.
Oh, hey, I'm excited for that. Just to see what kind of show.
I've heard that he's going to be switching up the format a little bit.
Really?
Yeah, make it more like Weekend Update is what I heard.
Interesting.
Yes.
Like, is it just all going to be Weekend Update?
No, I don't know. We'll have to see.
Well, he can't just take Weekend Update, can he? The answer is no, he can't.
No, you're right. That is
the answer. Well, it's going to be called the...
Late Night with Seth Meyers.
Yeah.
But there's got to be some kind of legal something about
just doing the idea. Or Late Seth with Meyers Night. What's that? You've all seen that commercial.
Yeah.
Okay. Pop reference is not welcome here.
All right. So, yeah, he's starting this week. Jimmy Fallon just had his first week. I thought it was awesome. What did you guys think?
I thought he did very well. I was freaking out. You've both heard me say this before, but I was freaking out about his first episode just because, like, I don't know, he seemed really nervous or something was going on. And I was like, oh, buddy. You got reined in here. Not that it was awful, but he just seemed like he wasn't settled yet, which is expected, of course, I guess. But
and I didn't think that. I kept thinking about his late night debut, which was really, really bad.
Yeah.
And I thought this was way better. And I thought he was just more overwhelmed with emotion at the fact that he's taken over such a historic franchise.
Yeah.
Than being nervous.
I think he's just emotional about it. They've got, what was it, 2,000 before Carson episodes. Carson had 4,531 episodes.
Yeah, he did for like 30 years, 32 years.
Leno had 4,610. Conan O'Brien had 146.
Poor Conan.
And Jimmy Fallon is 5 in with a total of 11,292 episodes. Fallon.
He's... contracted five. For
he is 5 episodes in.
Oh, I thought you said something about 11,000.
That is the total number of episodes. Yeah, man,
they're gonna keep him for 11,000 episodes. They're gonna keep him till he dies.
He's gonna die in that chair. He's gonna be 1,000 years old.
Yeah, because Johnny Carson did it for like 32 years. How many did he have? Like 6,000 episodes.
Next coming up, we got Jimmy, another president.
Jimmy Fallon's gonna be at the job for 60 years.
His history of rap dancing or whatever is really gonna go down the toilet at that age.
I think so. It's gonna be, I don't know. Sponsored by Mucinex. Mucinex.
A lot of things are sponsored by Mucinex, actually. You're trying to think of a generic old people
pillow? No, I'm thinking of like, what's the fiber thing?
Fiber Plus?
No, well, obviously. Obviously, there's fiber.
Fiber One.
Not with.
It's, fiber starts with for you.
Miramax? Miralax. No, that's.
Miralax sounds like a laxative.
Fiber for old people. Let's see what comes up.
Okay. Hit me with an M. Hit me with M. M.
What? After you say hit me with an M. Hit me with an M. A. Super close, but whatever.
That's what I'm all about, is close.
Give
me the hat, Steph.
I'm not
going to
do that.
I mean the knowledge, grossy.
Give me the hot knowledge.
Yeah, give me that pipe and hot knowledge.
Metamucil.
Metamucil. That's what I'm looking for. Thank you.
Mucinex. I can do some Mucinex. I'm pretty stuffed up.
Okay, thank you. All right, well, you know what? So our general consensus is that he did a good job.
And he will continue to do a good job.
I think so.
Yes.
I think
that's
great.
Three smiles, safe to say?
Yeah, we're going to give it... Wait, I'm going to give it... Check it. 5 out of 5 smiles. I think it's going to be a great run for Jimmy Fallon.
There's only 3 of us.
I thought we were only going to
that makes sense.
3, so check
yeah, I don't
it
know why
back down to 3 smiles.
I don't know why I did 5.
Also, this is our first zip, episode. You can't...
Zip, zop, zip. Here's the preface. Here's some... What's the word I'm looking for? Ha. Give it to me.
The word I'm... Again, I'm not saying
stuff
that.
Like that. Give me the hot stuff. Give it to me.
There's a lot of... exposition. Here we go. Giving you the exposition. Three smiles. There's three of us. We're going to give a rating on things we talk about. Sochi Olympics. What do we give it? I give it one smile. I mean, I smile. I didn't even watch it. What do we give it?
I'm giving it a meh face.
Meh. I think we give it a smirk. I think we give it two mehs, a smirk, and... Wait, no, you know what? We give it a meh, a smirk, and a gasser. You know, this rating system is, like, way too complex. We can't have three. So we're going to give it either... We're going to give it a smile, or we're going to give it a gasser. There's no mehs. So, Bryce, gasser. Smirk.
Dang it.
There's no smirks.
Smirk is in the middle. We got to have a middle thing.
No, we don't. There's we no can like it or...
What did,
does Facebook
what did
have
Caesar
an
Caesar do
button?
Before he did the up and the down? He did a middle thing, and all the people...
This middle thing?
...were guessing. He put his thumb out in the middle. And you'd be like, oh,
to taunt
go
people. That wasn't like a, hey, you know what? Let him live a little bit.
Yeah, that wasn't like, maim him, just take a leg. That's not, no, yeah, that's not right.
Yeah,
so,
no.
Smiles or gassers?
Right. Gasser.
Gasser.
I'm going to have to go with the gasser.
I'm going to give it a smile. I didn't watch it, but I
God, it sounded fun.
But, with the stray dogs and everything, how could you not smile? It was definitely entertaining. You got to love the Olympics. So we give it one out of three smiles, and we give it two out of three gassers. That's a weird way to say it.
So pretty much you can just say one smile.
One smile, two gassers. So, all right, Jimmy Fallon, Bryce.
Smile.
Smile.
And a smile. Three smiles, three out of three smiles on Jimmy Fallon's Tonight Show. Well, that is all for us. What is it?
We're going to play Eat Something.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
We might have to save it for next time.
We don't even have anything to eat.
We didn't plan that at all. Until next time when we have something to eat.
Yeah, we kind of taunted you with that one. We'll start out the show eating something. So thank you, Brian and Bryce, for the theme song. This has been all any time of day.
Boop, 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 boop.
I'm Ben.
Boop, 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 boop.
That's Brian.
Boop, 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 boop.
That's Bryce.
I don't even know if I am doing the same thing.
We'll see you next time.
Bye-bye.
See you, everyone.
What's the time on?